Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, and God bless her then too. Listening into blogtalkradio.com with your host, Prophet Aisha Stewart with Prophetic Fire Fridays. Amen. God is so faithful on today. Again, I'm still trying to get the kinks out of it, so please bear with me as we go through this episode. But I'm determined not to allow the enemy or technical difficulties or anything to get in the way of me doing what God has told me to do and what I have continued to do for the past couple of years with Prophetic Expressions. Amen. This is a segment of Prophetic Expressions. And with this segment of Prophetic Expressions, amen, God has been so faithful. He just told me to implement it in to talk about prophetic worship and prophetic praise. Amen. And so many of us don't know the difference of what is prophetic worship or praise. But it's a time where we come together to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I'm reminded of the scripture in Chronicles, amen. It talks about Jehoshaphat, amen. And with those Chronicles, amen, in Chronicles, it's talking about how there was a war that Jehoshaphat and the people of God, the Israelites, had to fight against their enemies. And God had specifically given instructions that they had made before God to go and to send the worshipers first, amen, to send them first. And then when they would praise the worship, and they would play their string instruments, or they would play the instruments that they had, that when they praise and they worship God and they with their instruments and with their voice, amen, that God would fight their battle, amen. The promise to them was that God said that this battle you won't have to fight in, amen. And so this fight that they were in against their enemies, amen, they began to praise and worship. They began to play their string instruments. And as they did these things, amen, God began to fight for them, amen. And it says in that particular passage of scripture, I'm sorry, in 2 Chronicles with Jehoshaphat, that as they began to play their string instruments and began to give up praise and worship unto God, that the enemy began to ambush themselves, amen. That the enemy began to fight themselves. They were so confused with the music. They were so confused with the presence of God that was coming out, amen, with the praise and worship that they ambushed themselves. They were so confused that they didn't know what else to do but to fight themselves, amen. And so I just want to want you to know today that God will fight your battles, amen. Some battles you will not have to fight in, amen. And these battles that you won't have to fight in, that you could give up a praise and worship unto God, that he'll begin to fight for you, amen. Amen. He'll begin to intervene on your behalf, amen. God is so faithful, amen. When he says that he will do something, he will surely do it, amen. And I have thought about many of the battles that I've gone through, many of the things that I have fought against and different things that the enemy has brought up against me, amen, that my praise and my worship was what kept my mind, amen. It was what fought for me when I was physically, emotionally, even spiritually spent, amen. There were times I couldn't even worship because I was so physically sick, I was so mentally sick, amen, that I would put on music, amen, and I would allow the presence of God to come in. And when his presence would come in, amen, I could feel whatever was lift off of me. I could feel whatever it was began to fall off of me, amen. God is so faithful, amen. He will not allow your enemies to consume you or overtake you, amen. He will fight your battles. And he gives us, amen, he gives us authority in the spirit realm to call for the angels, amen, the ministering angels and the warring angels to fight for us, amen. So we can call on them, amen. We call on God, and he's given us the permission to call on our angels, to call on the angels of the Lord, amen, to call on the warring angels, to call on the angels that have been assigned to our life to fight for us. And I have an ongoing joke. You know, I tell people that I've been in so many battles and fought so many things that if I could just see my angel, I know that he's kind of beat up. He's probably bandaged up some, and he has some scars, amen. But those scars represent what battles you've gone through and you've won, amen. God is so faithful that I'm still alive. I'm still moving. I'm still praising God. I'm still worshiping God. I'm still giving him what is due him, amen, because he is a faithful God. to the end. So I want you to know on today that God is fighting on your behalf. Amen. For those of you, I want to encourage you, those of you, amen, who are later on listening in and just going through some things, amen, where you've become discouraged, amen, where the enemy has tried to discourage you and tried to tell you that your gift isn't worth it, that your gift isn't effective, that your gift isn't needed in the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. He's trying to tell you to just leave it alone. Move on to something else. I want to encourage you on today to know that your gift is worth it, that God gave you that gift for a reason, amen, that God gave you that gift for a purpose, amen. He wants you to know that you are special to him, that you matter to him, amen, that he needs your gift on the earth. People need your gift on the earth, amen. So just continue to do what God has given you to do. Even in times when you feel discouraged, I want you to know that God is faithful. And if you got to reach out to somebody to help you, reach out to somebody. Tell them, I need you to pray. I need you to intercede on my behalf. This thing that I'm going through is too heavy for me to bear on my own, and I need you to help me, amen. I need you to help me get through this thing, amen. And I'm telling you, God is so faithful that he will not leave you out there. He will send people on your behalf. He will send people to fight for you. He will send people that will come, that will be able to stand in the gap for you. It's always important to have someone to stand in the gap for you, amen. When you're going through some things, it's always important to have someone stand in the gap for you, amen. It says that who will go? Who will I send? Who will stand in the gap for me? Who will be the intercessors, amen? And we've got to be intercessors, not on our own behalf, but also on the behalf of the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. So many people are hurting today. So many people need the presence of God. So many people need what we have. Amen. We might think that our gift is small. We might think that it doesn't matter, that someone else is better than us, that someone else has a more effective gift. But I want you to know that nobody else's gift and nobody else's testimony is as effective as yours is, because it's yours. Amen. It's yours. It's yours. Amen. And so you want to let people know that I've gone through a whole lot of things, amen, but God has kept me. He's kept my mind. He's kept me, and he's crushed me. You know, the enemy has crushed me, and this that you're hearing is the oil that's coming out from that crushing, amen. It's the oil of God. It's the oil of God. It's the promises of God. It's the anointing, the call of God he has on my life, amen, and the enemy can't take it away, amen. The enemy cannot take it away. He cannot take it away. Amen. He cannot take away what God has given you. He cannot take away what God has put inside of you. He cannot take it away. Amen. I want you to know that God, he is so faithful. Amen. He's so faithful, that promise. He wants us to know that if we stay true to the promise of God, we stay faithful to him, that he's able to bless us. Amen. And this is one of the first segments of Prophetic Fire. Has some kinks and different things going on electronically. And so I'm attempting again to get back on track and continue to do what God has called me to do. And I want to send a shout out, amen, to my husband, amen. He has encouraged me. He has lifted me at times when I was so low. He has helped keep me encouraged, amen. He's prayed for me every morning. He's laid hands on me when I was sick. He's encouraged me to keep going, to keep moving, to keep doing what the calling and the gift is on my life. And I thank God for him. I send a shout out to Demond Stewart. Amen. He's the owner of Rael Fashion Line. Amen. It's a line that God has given him to do. It's called God's Godly Vision. Amen. It's a Judeo-Christian line, meaning that it's a Jewish Christian line that intertwines the Jewish people and the Christian people to come together, amen. And that's what the purpose of what God wants us to do, amen, is to bring the people of God and the body of Christ together, amen, to worship and to praise and to lift God, amen. So, again, I just want to send a shout-out also to some people who have been a blessing to me. I want to send a shout-out to Sierra Parker, amen. On one of the first episodes, I was attempting to play her music and attempting to get her voice out there, because she's an awesome woman of God. She's awesome in praise and worship. She's